Earth and Sky.
I was getting reaction at one end of a molecule that I didn't necessarily expect.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Chronicles of a Science Experiment, Episode 4. I'm Jorge Salazar, and this season we're following Aaron Strickland, a postdoctoral chemist at Cornell University. His research project is in nanotechnology, the science of the very small. As Aaron just told us, he's been having problems as a synthetic organic chemist making the thing he wants. It's a simple organic chemical that will bind together a metal surface and the S layer, or surface layer of the bacteria, E. coli. But after months in the lab, he's finally done it, and knowing just where he went wrong made all the difference. Aaron, welcome back to Chronicles of a Science Experiment with Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Well, thanks for having me again, Jorge.
Give us an update. What is new? What's been happening? It's been about a couple of months now since we last spoke.
Well, I successfully made the compound that I wanted to, at least the first derivative of it. It's this sugar molecule that we're trying to use to see if we can recreate what the bacteria do on surfaces. So that was obviously a good accomplishment. And, there were some hurdles, but I got over them.
Yeah. Now, this is huge, isn't it? I mean, because the last time we talked to you, you were kind of at a low point there. You weren't sure quite what to do. Tell me more here. How do you know that this is what you're after?
Well, it's based on some analysis that I've done with, it's throughout the synthetic process. So, it's, give or take 6 or 7 step synthesis, maybe 8, and I'll have to think about it. But anyway, and so at each step, I confirm with instrumentation whether or not I have the particular compound that I was, setting out to make.
And, for those just joining us, what is it that you're trying to make here? What did you successfully create here? Tell us more.
So I made a molecule that will serve as an interface between a metallic surface and a biological molecule called an S-layer protein. And so we want to be able to stick this S-layer protein down on a metallic surface. To do that, you need sort of a mediator between the two interfaces, and that's what I've created. So it's a simple organic chemical that will both bind the metal surface and the protein molecules.
As we've been following your progress along for these past few weeks, it seems like you've had to kind of take a step back and collect your thoughts and try some different things. What did you try that was new here?
There were just some unexpected side reactions that were taking place. And so I basically just rearranged the strategy. So, if you can think about it in, when you build with tinker toys, you may know what you want to build, and there's half a dozen or more ways of getting there. You can start from the outside in or start from the inside of this tinker toy model and move out. And so that's basically what I did. I just rearranged the order in which I put atoms together.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not actually dealing with tinker toys here. You're working with, things that we can't see, these molecules. Tell us more about some of the science that was involved.
Okay. Well, a lot of what I'm doing is, it can be related to cooking in a way. You've got X number of ingredients that need to go into a bowl. We happen to use beakers and round bottom glass flasks and things like this. But many times we're heating two ingredients together. In the end, these ingredients come together to give us a new molecule. So if we want to talk about how I determine whether or not I've, completed a transformation of these two molecules and made them into a one more complex molecule, there are a lot of tools we use. And actually, this might surprise you, but our first tool is observation. And so we're using, our eyes as detectors. And it's very important, and it's, in fact, observation is one step in the scientific process. But there are many times when you put, when you start a reaction, you're looking for some visual change. It could be a color change, It could be something that was once in solution coming out of solution.
And would you say that you talked about, I guess, our eyes as being the first tool, you know, being able to observe. I guess you need eyes and a brain to observe anything.
Yeah, the real detector is your brain.
Would you say that this is the most important tool that a synthetic organic chemist has?
Maybe not the most important. There is some knowledge base that you have to have, and that's of course the most important. A knowledge base of what people have done, what's known about the reactions that you're doing. Those are all key. Because, you know, you can mix two things together and hope something's going to happen. But if there's just no, you know, no precedent for it, then it's not going to happen. So, and then, you know, once we get this product, we then go on to various sets of instrumentation that will indicate whether or not we have made that.
So now we're talking about going beyond just the beakers here.
Yeah, that's right. And probably the most important piece of instrumentation that synthetic organic chemists use is something called a nuclear magnetic resonance spectrometer.
Yeah, and is this something like people are familiar with when they get medically imaged?
Yeah. It's the root of it. I mean, NMR is the root of magnetic resonance imaging. So what happens is when you stick your compound inside this magnet, it's a constant magnetic field, and it's, you know, in one direction. And so what happens is these atoms that are also magnets, they will start to align with that magnetic field.
Would you think of the work that lies ahead, you know, scientifically, as like this is where the fun really begins?
Yeah, maybe, because it's certainly going to be more challenging for me, because as I get further beyond synthetic organic chemistry, where I was, you know, classically trained, I will start to have to, there'll be a lot more screw-ups, for example, you know, and a lot less understanding of the system. And so I'll have to learn as I go.
You've been listening to episode 4 of Chronicles of a Science Experiment, in which Aaron takes a big step in his research, but winds up in some unfamiliar science territory. In episode 5, Aaron will talk more about the physical law and order of tiny patterns on the surface of the bacteria E. coli, and some of the big impacts that'll have outside of the lab in the real world. Our thanks to Aaron Strickland, National Science Foundation Discovery Corps Fellow and Cornell University Chemist. Carl Batt of Cornell created the concept for this program, which is made possible by the National Science Foundation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.